Say 1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
1, 2, 3, are you ready for this?
People, get ready.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Gather round your radio now for Fuzzy and Aaron.
Who wants $50? We say it all the time, but we're going to say it again. 13, 10, 60. Let's fill the board. We've got something for
everybody. And I guarantee, if you've never called before or if you haven't got on with your 50, you'll get through now.
It's an Ed Cavalier guarantee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. EKG. 13, 10, 60 lines open, Aaron, and we guarantee, I guarantee that if you've never got through before or if you just thought, this won't be me, I'm not that type of person, you will be that type of person.
Yes, have faith.
There you go. I think so. Yeah, well, the boards are open and they're ready for call. So, you know what?
Lines are open.
Well, yeah, boards 30, open, 10, lines open. Something's open for business.
Oh!
We're open for business.
Of course we are. Like the Solomon Islands.
I don't know if you've... yeah, right.
It's a great news, Cake.
That was good.
Yes.
I appreciated it.
So whose team are they on the Solomon Islands?
I don't know.
You
know,
I saw
a parachutist last night, yesterday. And he
parachutist?
Yeah, and he unveiled a Ukraine flag.
Oh, that's nice.
He flew down with the... And there was another flag next to it. And I think it might have been the Russian flag. Two parachutists side by side, each had a flag.
That's...
And if they can get it together, why can't everyone? Anyway.
I think they were probably mates or, you know.
Well, maybe they weren't. Maybe they, yeah, they probably were. But, I mean, it was probably organised. It probably wasn't a fluke. Two parachutists happened to jump out of the same plane with different flags.
Yeah.
Maybe it could have been a battle. They could have solved the war in the air.
It's not bad, actually.
Yeah, wouldn't that be
but
nice?
But you know what would have happened if they had a battle in the air? They both would have died.
Oh, he's done that. Look at that metaphor. Mm. Look at that metaphor for war.
That's it. There's no winners, is there?
Exactly. Not when you're in a parachute.
Yeah.
Mm. Have you been parachuting before, Aaron?
No, I actually got a gift voucher for it for my birthday last year. No, for Christmas last year from someone. And it was the most stupidest, ridiculous present I've ever been given and I will never use it.
That is, yeah, you wonder if that person really loves you, don't you?
Well, yeah, that's a great point. It's really worth reflecting on because I just couldn't think of anything more stupid.
And then sign this.
Yeah, correct.
Is it someone who stood to gain from really their parachute not opening?
It's amazing.
It? Well, I wouldn't have thought so.
Family member?
Well, kind of.
I wonder if they pay off their flat.
Look, it's a fascinating. If you're going to do it, though, give it to you, man. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Have you been parachuting, Ed?
Do you mean skydiving, both of you?
I think that's what he means.
Yes.
No. I would never do it.
No, man, I just think it's stupid. I've done the Sydney to Hobart, so I'm not afraid of challenges or adventure or death.
Footy
but
show.
Like I'd like footy show. Exactly. I've done a lot, but I wouldn't do that.
I've spent a long time living next door to where they parachute, so I can see them every day. And I always look up to see whether the parachute won't open.
Oh, that's nice.
And once I looked up and the parachute did not open and the other one didn't open and I saw the person fall to the earth. And then I ran to where I thought they ended up.
Yes.
And someone said, I said, did they, how was it? And they said they survived.
Mm. That's a very famous story. It's a very famous story that you were part of. And that person, yes, it's a very famous story.
Oh,
that
wow.
happens more than once. Mm. Anyway.
It would have been better if you'd found them and played some part in their survival, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, I was just there to observe. You know?
Yeah, no, not help. It was just what people need in a crisis. What happened?
Observers.
You can go away if you want. No, but what happened? So, 13, 10, 60. Get on board. Fitty cash coming your way. We're going to find out once and for all who's smarter, Husey or Aaron or sort of.
Neither.
Yeah, that's a
both
big option
pretty
here.
Thick.
Husey, Ed, and Aaron.
But I'll tell you what, people are nervous today because NAPLAN is happening.
Mm.
I've got two children doing it today. My. Year 5 and my year 7, both doing it.
May I say that it's years 3, 5, 7, and 9 are doing the National Assessment Program Literacy and Numeracy, otherwise known as NAPLAN, during the 10th, from the 10th to the 20th of May.
My wife was coaching them as I was trying to go to sleep. I'm like, oh, could you
what do you mean by coaching?
Them?
Just giving them tips or actually kind of doing practice questions?
No, well, part of it, apparently, they've got to write a story. Like there's some sort of imaginative story they have to do. So
yeah,
she's
right.
She was saying, make sure you know your ending before you start.
It's good. That's actually good advice.
That is.
So, and then there, and there.
Oh,
make sure you get those right.
That's hard.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. So That's, I don't know what else.
Well, we're going to find out because, Aaron, we've got people on the line and you two are going to have a go. I've got the Napland here and you two, it's Husey versus Aaron. We'll find out who's smarter once and for all. Yeah. Harry from Drummoyne, you're a school teacher.
That's right. Morning, team. How are you?
Hey, Harry. Harry.
Really good. So you would have been coaching kids for Napland already, have you been, Harry?
Well, good teachers involve coaching. It involves preparation, and this is important for them to, you know, not get stressed out before the exam. So you don't do a lot of emphasis on Napland. It's more about good learning and good teaching practice before the assessment tasks.
Yeah, right.
Are you right there? That's a good teacher, right?
You're at Riverview, Harry.
That's correct. Yes.
Oh, they don't. Their parents just pay for the results beforehand.
That's not my point, Harry.
No, it doesn't happen that way.
I know, Harry. I'm
hanging out in East Balmain.
Yeah, yes. That's the dinghy.
Yeah, and I was playing basketball with a young lad, mate, who I said, "Where do you go to school?" And he goes, "You're the Riverview." And I said, "How do you get there?" He said, "They take a boat."
Dinghy.
Yeah,
the dinghy.
That's it. Well, we have actually a ferry stop at the school, and the boys can catch a ferry to school, and it's a three ways of getting there: ferry, bus, car. It's multi avenues.
He seems very happy with the school.
It's a great joy.
His dad was a journalist who used to be a foreign correspondent, and he's now come back to Australia. I can't remember his name. I did get it, but yeah, it wasn't.
Right.
Anyway, there you go.
All right. Excellent. Well, there you go, Harry. Who do you think's going to go ace this? Who's your Aaron? Whose side are you on?
Look, sorry, Husey, but I think Aaron's got it. You know, she's pretty sharp. So
thanks,
sorry
Harry.
About that.
Thank you so much.
No, you stay there, you'll be sorry once the results come in.
I am.
Mate.
I used to.
Yeah.
I used to date a guy at Riverview, Harry. That's why I asked earlier, and I broke in one night, caught him with another woman, just so you know.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I know. It was awful. He wasn't a student.
I'd love to hear the details of that story. That sounds pretty salacious.
I love his use of words, and he's also inquiring mind.
I think it was salacious. Harry's killing it. Well done, Harry.
Harry.
Stay there, Harry. You're on board. Kaz from Windsor. What time you get up this morning, Kaz?
4:30.
Why?
Because my 20-month-old son decided to get up and stay awake.
Oh, little sweethearts.
Yeah, well, they'll grow up and leave the nest at some point, hopefully.
Well, not for a long time.
Whose side are you on, Kaz? Who do you think is going to win the Napland Challenge?
Husey.
Thank you, Kaz. I mean, you were only giving him one choice, so if you want to win your money, yeah. So you can tell that I look stupid, but I am smart. Is that fair to say, Kaz?
Definitely.
Definitely.
And having two kids going through the Napland test today, I'm sure you pick up a few tips off them.
Yes, exactly. I'm going to inspire my own children by acing this test before they get to ace theirs.
Well, you can play along as well. Find out whether or not you can handle what the year 3, 5, 7, and 9s have got. I've got the Napland here. We're going to take the challenge next.
If Aaron's smart, she'll get a tip off Harry off air. Aaron, do you want to have a quick chat to Harry off air, Aaron, to see what he's got any final words for you?
No,
he would like that, I believe.
Stay back.
Love you, Harry.
That story. So Napland, it's happening today. The kids all over. Is it 3, 5, 7, and 9?
Correct.
Yeah, I've got two doing it. I've got a 1 in 5 and 1 in 7. So I feel like I'm smarter than Aaron. And I know that
you were ducks of your school. Let's not forget that.
I was, Aaron. I was ducks of my school.
Yeah, but it was a really, really crap year, though, wasn't it?
It was the worst year in the history of the school.
Is that correct?
And I was the only ducks to not be presented to the next year's school group.
Oh, that's awful.
They just said, nah.
So ironic.
This can't be our shining light. I was waiting for the call, sat by my phone, nothing.
Yeah, I still haven't been invited back to any of my old schools, like as kind of some kind of hero that I thought that I might have been for the students. Not one. I've had 16 schools. Not one of them have said, come back and inspire the next gen.
I'm now an inspiring alumni of my school. There's a big poster of me on the wall at the girl. It was the girls' school. They've been like amalgamated now. So, but now I'm looking down at everyone, you know.
Well, at least you're not looking up at the girls' school.
Is that what you asked? I'd like to be painted on the floor, please. So, question one. Which word completes this sentence correctly? All the players in the team blank at the practice yesterday. Been, were, are, or was. All the players in the team blank at the practice yesterday.
Well, I can answer that.
Go.
Yeah. Were.
Aaron?
Yeah, were.
Both correct.
Thank you. One all.
Okay, let's go to something different, which is maths. The first number in a pattern is 1.95. Each number in the pattern is formed by subtracting 0.15 from the previous number. What is the third number in this pattern? 1.5, 1.65, 1.8, or 2.25? The first number is 1.95. Each number in the pattern is formed by Erin Mullen.
1.65.
Dave Hughes.
I agree.
I'm sorry, we don't have time.
I agree.
Okay, you're both right.
Yes.
Thank you. Question three.
Yep, great.
What is the worst show to ever receive a Logie?
Oh, I know this one.
So many.
Oh, God, there's so many.
I know the best show to never receive a Logie.
That's the next question. Go with that. What is it?
That's Hughesy. We have a problem.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
It's on here. He's got it. So that's one for Hughesy.
Oh, God. So what does that mean? Is he leading?
It was a serious one to finish off.
All right.
It could be level, all right?
All right, it's level.
It could be level.
This is level going into the last question.
Come on.
Right, we're going back to English.
Here we go.
No, let's do maths. Steph's book has more than 324 pages, but less than 342 pages.
Erin, 326.
She's reading them off a sheet. She's got hold of my sheet.
No, I'm not.
He's reading them off the sheets that you weren't meant to be given.
What was the question?
Why did someone give me the sheet? I've got it here in front of me. I thought
Harry,
that was a point.
You're
cheating.
Because it's multiple choice.
She's cheating.
Harry from Des Moines, you're a teacher. She's just won by cheating. What do you say to that?
Look, power to her. It's any way you can do it. Good on you, Erin.
Thank you, Harry. And Harry,
get ahead in life.
Harry, it's four options. The right answer's not there. I just know it. But thanks, Harry. That's really sweet of you. Take care.
Proud of you, Erin. You did me proud.
Thanks,
well done.
Harry. Give my regards to your colleague.
Story.
Hughesy, Ed, and Erin.
If you haven't seen the front of Men's Health and Women's Health magazines this week, you need to, because we've got Ed Cavally on the front of Men's Health, looking incredible. Mm-hmm. Erin, I mean, I know I'm getting messages from people going, is that real?
And yeah, going, it looks almost like it's been enhanced, like wide ways and depth ways and chest and shoulder ways, but it's real.
Can you CGI? Well, Ed, can you just tell everyone, hand on heart, that it's absolutely real?
Yeah, 100%. What are you talking about?
Photoshopped, those abs are your abs.
No. There's a couple of people saying that to me. You first, shut up.
And fake tan, you did use fake tan. And can I just say to Anthony Albanese, that fake tan's really sincere. I don't like
Is he having a go at fake tan?
Oh, he's just a couple of times said that it's about as sincere as a fake tan. And look, on behalf of women who are paler than Nicole Kidman.
Not just women. Yeah, well, men,
absolutely. You should take homebridge with that.
I'm getting
a
lot of flack about my fake tan.
Why?
Not from you people. You people are so supportive of my choices.
It suits you.
Yeah.
But school pickup the other day, I was a laughing stock. Honestly. I had teachers openly laughing, pointing and laughing at me.
Oh, that's awful.
Look at that loser.
Now nobody said look at that loser.
It was in their laugh.
I think it was.
What have they ever done?
Yeah, exactly. What is it? It's easier to be
the
man in the arena.
Oh, yeah, that one. That's
what's
okay.
that one?
Yeah.
It's easy.
Oh, it's long and it's nonsense. Yep. But yeah, Brené Brown's made millions off it. Yeah.
My choice. My body, my choice.
Oh, God. Don't know if you can quite make that analogy.
My body, my choice. Spray tan, mesh singlet.
I'm going to turn up in a mesh singlet this afternoon.
You should.
Here we go. Just for the last vestiges of this spray tan. You enjoy it.
What are you laughing at?
Drink it up.
Yeah? I know it's chilly out.
Actually, speaking of, I need to remove mine by 2 p.m. today I'm getting a mole map, my skin cancer check. I don't know how the hell I'm going to remove it. If anyone has any tips, they can just ring in and tell us off air. 131060. No, I know. I don't want to scratch all my skin off, but surely there's some chemical that I can bathe in that will remove it.
My wife ordered me into the shower when she saw my tan, said, loofer it off. I'm not going to loofer it off. This costs good money.
You do
loofering
look
it off.
Ridiculous, though, sometimes.
You know, I tell you who looked great is Ed Cavalier's wife, Tiffany
Hall.
Oh,
yeah, she was beautiful.
But we have a pregnant women issue. And we need to get to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
We will.
Yep.
Hughesy, Ed, and Erin.
Look, before we get to the pregnancy issue, have we got Michelle? Is she like...
Yeah, we're going to call Michelle back. Michelle's got a tip to get for those that need to get a tan off.
You don't need to get it off.
No, but when it starts to get to that bad stage of where it's just feral, you need to, sometimes you do need to just get the as it starts to fade and go all gross.
No, just paint over the top of it.
No, but
I'm going to get
Harbour Bridge.
I'm going to get to the point where people don't notice my tan because I'm going to be completely tanned the whole time.
Yeah, I like that for you.
Point.
I'm ready to go again today.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, let's get you somewhere new. Let's find a new tannist for you.
Go to the same one. Let's
do it again. About Stacey?
No, I want him to start sort of like doing a little tan tour, of Sydney.
Yeah, I like
and I want
that.
It sort of done where people can see it.
Like a pub crawl.
Like a pub crawl, exactly. Yeah. Here's Michelle. Michelle, you got a tan tip for E. Mullen?
Hey, you there?
Hey, Michelle.
Yeah, speak up nice and loud, Michelle.
Hey, how are you? Sorry, I'm just off the loudspeaker. Okay, how you going?
That's all right. That's
good,
all right,
darling.
That's
thanks for calling. What's your tip?
Well, you know what you do? You just get a basic hand towel and you wet it and you put body wash on it. And you scrub away. Trust me, I have tanned for years. I've spent I don't know how much money on tan removal products.
Yeah.
You are talking to an expert.
Oh, Michelle.
Is it better
off? Do not waste your money on like other crap, other things that people say will work. Just a simple hand towel, wet it, soap, and away you go. Don't use loofahs, nothing.
Yes, because that cuts.
What about a wet one? Could you use a wet one? A pack of wet ones?
Not enough friction on it.
No. Wet one's rubbish. Don't waste your money.
Michelle, is it easier?
You're an expert.
Michelle, is it easier if, say, you've got a wet towel and sort of like Husey does Aaron than Aaron does Husey? Is it easier if they sort of.
Absolutely. You know what? Get someone to do your back even.
Double nozzle trick front.
Thanks, Michelle.
About your undercarriage.
Absolutely. Now enjoy. Yeah. It works wonderfully.
You're wonderful. Thanks, Michelle.
We don't tan our undercarriage, mate. That's for
to see. The bit in between.
Or anywhere. Anywhere under the belt line for me. Under the belt line is off limits.
It's like when my hands on TV are just white and the rest of me is tan. That's how it would look for you in the nudge.
My hands were so brown the other day that it looked like I'd
they were
run
ridiculous.
Out of toilet paper.
Run out of toilet paper.
It looked
nice.
Like I'd had an accident and it was like both hands up the. No, that's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
We've got to get to this pregnancy issue, man.
Speaking
when are we going to do it?
Yeah,
we've run out of time.
No, we haven't.
We've run out of time.
We're going to come back and you're going to tell us what the worry is with your wife and the fact that you are being an appalling husband. Ed Cavalier's wife has shut us down. It's
tomorrow.
She is so angry at you.
Whatever. Mm.
This woman is heavily pregnant, and what you want to do is a disgrace.
I don't want to do it.
What do you
want to
do?
I'm committed to something.
He wants to put himself ahead of his wife and his new child.
We'll do it tomorrow. It's not. She'll calm down. She'll calm down.
You're a shocker.
We're at the obstetrician yesterday. She'll calm down tomorrow.
Was she all right?
Yeah. We just had the extra scan. She's a bit nervous about something, but we're okay.
Mm. All right. At least you were there this time.
Yeah, it's
don't start.
No, I am starting.
Like,
poor.
You are the worst person to talk about this. Anyway.
Make people happy. Husey, Ed
and Erin. Too many things to mention, but we'll start with Do Not Open This Book, the hit children's book. Is
worldwide
now available.
Hit. Mate.
I know
worldwide
that. It's now available exclusively on listening. Here's a bit of that. No!
You turned again!
There you go. Written and voiced. Even after I gave you the silent treatment. By our next guest, Today FM and listener, all-time legend, Andy Lee. Top of the morning to you, Doctor.
Top of the morning to you guys. I can't believe that girl just won 10 grand. That was pretty exciting.
Topaz was the gem.
She was doing that thing where you repeat the question while thinking about it, and you've probably got 65 people around the phone helping you. But I loved it all the same.
Yes.
It takes a village to raise a child, and it takes a village to win.
That's true, Gigi. Look, yes, my kids' books, we've done a read-along, so parents don't have to read it. A lot of people say to me that they find it bloody annoying because the kids request the book all the time, so don't worry about that anymore. It's free on the Listener app. You can download it and read
leave
along
the room.
With me. But
you can go off and play the pokers if you like.
Out there at the moment. Yeah, it's true, because I was walking through the supermarket. I've got to get this off my chest, and my chest is severely flabby compared to this man, but I was walking to the supermarket last night, and I saw Men's Health. Ed Cavalier, looking absolutely smashing. Your partner's put on a bit of weight, though, Ed, but you look absolutely
yes.
terrific.
Yes. You're going to cop that, are you? You're going to cop that from him, are you? Ed, are you going to cop that?
Okay. So
see, what would Will Smith do right now?
Well, sort of go to his Scientology mentor and complain about it. So, Andy Lee, Andy, now to the matter at hand, thank you so much for that. I appreciate that. This is what this is about, because the Remembering Project is fantastic. It's you and Hamish going back through the tapes, 26,000 segments. It's on Listener. And, Mr. Andy Lee, we have settled on a bit from 2007, Andy.
2007. Oh, yes.
Right. Yeah. He knows already. When the topic turned, and this has been sent to us by a few people, where the topic turned to one Dave Hughes.
What?
Now, look.
What was...
Don't shoot the messenger, mate.
What was said?
All right. Well, this
is 15 years ago.
Well, I think what you're doing...
What was said?
Well, I think what you're doing right now might be part of what it's about. Let's have a listen, shall we?
And now she's alongside Dave Hughes, who has Sharon Osbourne vibes at times.
He
doesn't he? Doesn't he?
Yeah, there is some overlap on the Dave Hughes-Sharon Osbourne Venn diagram, isn't there?
Yes, you know, mad hair, aggressive voice from time to time.
Can get a head of steam up and can be commanding a monologue.
Yes.
Without, not wild, Andy. And I think Hughesy would be the first to admit it.
I don't think I would, Hamish. I don't think I'd be the first to admit it. This is back when we were together on Rove. We used to share that stage on every Sunday night.
We did. Look, in context, it makes perfect sense.
What's the context where you compare me to a middle-aged woman? All right? I'm sick of it.
What we were talking about was we're talking about Dannii Minogue and how she's really stayed the test of time, and she's and been alongside lots of different people, and she's alongside Sharon Osbourne, I think, on the X Factor over in England. And that would have prepped her well for being alongside you, I think.
You didn't know that then. That was 15 years ago. The Masked Singer was like 13 years in the future. You cannot relate this to the Masked Singer, mate.
No, it is. Because what the confusion is here, in the Remembering Project, Hamish and I talk in the present right now about things we've just listened to from back 15 years ago. And we're listening to a bit where Dannii Minogue, like Dannii Minogue, you seem to come on the show a lot of time. I don't know, when Hamish and I look back at our radio shows, there's certain people that seem to pop up a lot for a lot of different projects. And that's what we're talking about. Like Dannii Minogue, she stood the test of time and she seems to be always doing something. Mm-hmm. But then there's factors, then there's periods in life where, gee, you know, we had Mike, I can't remember the guy's name from So You Think You Can Dance, one of the judges.
Yes.
What's his name, Mike?
It's just like Alpha Bucks. I'm not going to win.
you realize some shows were obviously massive because you have them on so regularly, but then I don't even remember the guy's name.
I get this clear? So what that conversation was just had wasn't from 2007. It was from recently, and you're talking about 2007. Is that what we're saying here?
Correct.
All right, so it's a fresh hit, is what we're saying. Yes, all right.
Oh, a hit. There you go. He's called it a hit. Jason Coleman. All right, it's on.
Jason Coleman. I don't know why I was calling him Mike. No. Jason Coleman.
You're thinking of Mike Goldman.
I was.
Oh, man. That is fantastic. I want to see that the Dave Hughes Remembering Project where he tries to remember his kids' names. Righto, it's out. Now, Listener, get it. The Remembering Project and Do Not Open This Book, both available on Listener now. Andy, Lee, Aaron, do you have one of your just quicklies?
No, I'm good.
No. Wow. She's packed up. Doesn't like the Sharon Osbourne gear. Speak to you soon.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.
Aaron Mullen is in great question reading form. And I reckon she'll get the job done at 8 o'clock.
Well, I did say, I think you were in the toilet, but Ed, remember I did say that I had a feeling it would go off today.
You did. Yep.
So I feel like that's been a contributing factor as well.
I certainly went off in the toilet.
Oh, clean up aisle 7. Disgusting. Can I please have, now here is the mystery mix. Something that Hughesy's not good at giving away is the mystery mix. Can you please give your clue today? Because yesterday's was appalling.
Yeah, I've got to tell you, Kelly Clarkson, Because of You, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You, Mark Ronson featuring Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. They're three of the songs are in the mix. Two more songs to identify. Put them five in order and you get the $100,000. Today's clue is Australian tour. So they probably have an Australian tour booked. I've recently had an Australian tour.
Okay. Harry Styles?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
Harry Styles. There's been a lot of English stuff, I think.
And he wears, didn't he wear a pink suit?
Back to the day.
At the, whatever that awards thing was.
Johnny English, remember that clue from weeks ago?
That's pretty good.
That one hasn't been identified in the first three songs.
No, it hasn't.
I know Ed Sheeran, maybe.
Oh, Ed Sheeran. I don't know anymore.
I think Harry Styles is a great guess.
Okay, well.
I'll put that in the mix at 8:30.
8:30. Up next. Now, text trauma. We give you $500. We change the names. It's anonymous, and you have a great time getting the demons out. If you've had a breakup, if you've had a dalliance go south on any of the apps, be it text, be it messenger.
Anything in written form.
Yeah.
Then could be like, you know, telegrams. Maybe you're old school. They still do telegrams. Can you get a telegram? I wonder if you can get a telegram.
No, because you need the machine to receive the telegram.
Does the post office do telegrams?
We can ask. But 131060, if you've got one, our producers will talk you through it. Up next, my goodness me, this is a Tinder one that's
beautiful Daisy.
Beautiful Daisy. Mm. It's been let down by a bloke.
Mayday, mayday. This is relationship number 456. We've got no choice. We're going to have to make an emergency landing.
Crash investigator Hughes, we have reports of a relationship crashing and burning off the coast of Tinder.
My God, not another one. Did we recover the black box?
We sure did.
Well, stop wasting time. Get that thing open and let's see what went wrong.
Now, this conversation isn't via Telegram, but can you still send a Telegram via Australia Post?
You're going to need a time machine as well, because the Australia Post closed Telegrams in 2011.
Not that long ago. Interesting.
Here we go. This is the story of Daisy and Joe. Oh, they matched on Tinder. They got talking, and then their conversation was short-lived. Tuesday's playing Creepy Joe, and Aaron is playing Lovely Daisy.
I'm just saying, I've got a photo of Daisy in front of me, and we will speak to her, but she is absolutely stunning. So I can only imagine that if she swiped right on Joe, he must be a handsome guy.
Let's see if his personality matches those looks, huh?
Hey, Daisy, what are you up to?
Hi, Joe. Just watching TV at the moment. How about you?
I'm sitting here thinking what we should do for our first date, ...
Interesting. What did you have in mind?
It isn't really normal, winky face. But it's fun and exciting.
Ooh, you've caught my attention. Keep talking. I'm up for it.
It's a bit wild.
Is it rock climbing?
No, ... It's not rock climbing. Guess again.
Is it laser tag?
No, not laser tag.
Are we scaling the Sydney Harbour Bridge?
You're getting closer.
Tell me. The suspense is building.
You'll be scaling something,
oh,
winky
God.
Face. But I'm interested to hear what you think. ...
Okay. ?
It's something I've never done with a woman before. ... It's...
What? What was it?
I can't say what it is. Starts with an A. That's all I'll say.
It's, all right. I still can't.
Oh, well, just.
Okay, anyway. What the? No!
Oh, sad face emoji.
Has a woman ever said yes to this before?
No. No, she has not.
Thought so. Bye.
Well, the denier is on the line. Daisy, you must regret missing out on Joe.
Oh, yeah. Look, he sounded like a real snag.
What an angle he went with. That is.
Oh.
He's really rolled the dice there. Now, we can't really explain, Aaron. Aaron, do you know, can you guess what he said? Starts with A.
Not just a normal... Intimate relations, obviously. So was he suggesting a different path?
Yes.
Yes.
Different path.
A different path. Okay. Ew, never done that's it with, disgusting.
Never done it with a woman before.
What? So he's done it with a man.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever have any more conversation with that guy?
No. After that, I was like, yeah, I'm done here. That was probably one of the first conversations I had on Tinder, and I was like,
no. Is it almost like at least he's putting it out there kind of before you meet up rather than going on a date and then him trying after? It's like at least he's being upfront.
Yeah, maybe that made him a gentleman. I don't know, but...
question I thought was like, you know, you're 10 years into a relationship, let's mix it up sort of thing, but...
Even then.
Sounds like more fun than rock climbing, though, to be fair to him.
him.
Daisy, $500 for you. Congratulations.
Woo!
Are you
maybe
still
I should
on
take him out for a drink now.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Are you still on the apps or have you found love, Daisy?
Oh, no, I'm still looking, but I'm definitely not finding it on Tinder.
Why is there so many? Erin, why is everyone... just single and attractive and fun.
It's ridiculous, isn't it? Daisy, you probably didn't hear, but I left a note in a guy's car. You've got to just actually start to live in the real world, and if you see someone hot, just basically sequester them.
Yeah, and stalk them.
Stalk them.
Mm. I know.
There's a hot dude what you need to do.
I'm just trying to make it whatever I can do.
Yeah, but you just got to follow them home, I think.
I think that often works. Good on you, Daisy. Grab a balaclava. You'll be right, though. If you've got a text trauma, please let us know. We will change your names. It is all super legit.
But when we come back, one of us is on the front of Men's Health magazine with their kit out or off, showing their rig, and the celebrities have come left, right, and center to add their 2 cents worth. What a famous people saying about Ed Cavalier's body.
Some hurtful things.
So, we want to talk to people who are in relationships. $50, everyone gets on air. 131060, are you in a relationship?
Right, that's a pretty easy question. Mm. Are you in a relationship? 131060, get yourself $50. Lines are open.
Now, last night, I didn't have to, but I thought I should tell my wife what I'm up to today. I had to think about it, and I thought, no, I'm going to tell her.
Were you not going to tell her?
No, I hadn't thought about whether I'd tell. I hadn't, like, I wasn't hiding it. I probably had a moment where I thought, do I tell her or not, to be honest? And I thought, I'd better tell her. Okay. No, not I'd better tell her. I think I will tell her.
Okay.
You know, because I don't want my wife ringing and going, where are you? And then I have to tell her where I am. You know, so this happened a few weeks ago. We had a Neighbours actor on our show, Charlotte, and we had good fun with her. We did a podcast with her, didn't we? You guys remember that podcast?
Mm-hmm. I do. She played the first, I think, lesbian character on Neighbours, didn't she? With that other chick who was also playing a lesbian.
Yeah,
generally how it works.
So we had a good chat to her, and then she's actually friends with our man Nick, who's
a panel operator.
Yeah, he's behind the scenes. He's a very talented man himself, but
so handsome from the Gold Coast.
He is handsome and packed out the dates this week. Just FYI, Nick, he's got three in a row.
But Nick, you told me that Charlotte is looking to get into radio, didn't you? Tell me that. Yes,
she is. That's right. Absolutely.
Mm. And you said, can you help her out?
Oh, so this is Nick's fault now.
No, I'm just getting to the bottom of what happened. Okay, right? I said, I can help her out. I can have a chat to her. And then I said to Nick, can she just tell her to send me a message? And so she sent me a message, and we organised a catch up for lunch.
A date.
Oh, it's not a date.
I mean, why would you need to have a meal?
Well, she wants to pick my brain.
Oh, that won't take long. Now, can I just for those
the entree heard, done said, and then you're finished. See you later.
I said I'd have lunch with her.
May I please give the folks listening some context?
Yeah, good idea.
Because you need to know more about Charlotte, and this is during our during the podcast. Erin Mullen asked this prescient question.
Straight, Charlotte, are you bisexual? Are you
like on the spectrum?
You're fluid.
Yeah, right.
Do you know what? Let's give Erin's labels. I'm sorry, Charlotte.
Look, I think at the end of the day, if everyone was like truly okay with sexuality, everyone's somewhere on the spectrum.
Now, look, to be honest, I cannot remember that conversation. So, and it had absolutely nothing to do with me agreeing to
offer
advice.
Biggest lie you've ever told, and there's plenty to pick from.
No, it isn't.
You don't remember the fact that she... Oh, okay.
No, I don't remember that.
Okay.
We're going to have lunch at a Mexican restaurant, and that's, you know...
Really?
And I'm going to give her my advice. Right. And I thought I should tell my wife that, and I did. And my wife did not bat an eyelid, by the way.
Oh, really?
She's like, sure, go for it.
She doesn't think you can get her.
You'll show her,
won't we?
We're not showing anyone anything, mate.
Oh, that's like when she didn't mind about you going swimming with me at the beach because she's like, out of his league.
It's Taco Tuesday, you know that, don't you?
She's not a threat because she's too far above him, yeah.
She's not threatened by Aaron. She's not threatened by Charlotte. She's not threatened. And nor should she be.
Correct. She shouldn't be. Absolutely.
And it's not because I can't get these people.
Well, Aaron's saying you can't get her now.
Well, I know my own son says that all the time, that no one else finds you attractive, Dad.
You've got to prove these doubters wrong. There's only one way to do it.
I have to prove them wrong. I'm very happy that my wife is not threatened by anyone, you know. So
131060, are you in a relationship? Are you never jealous? You listening to this going, yeah, I don't care. My partner could go out with Aaron Molan and I wouldn't be jealous.
I am jealous, really? I must say. Anytime, yeah. Every time. I remember my wife was once wearing another man's jacket. I'm like, why are you wearing his jacket? She said, I was cold. What?
Was that too intimate for you, was it?
Yes.
I'll enjoy your date lunch today, you idiot, you hypocrite.
Is that all she had on?
Susie, Ed and Aaron.
So I've agreed to mentor.
it's mentoring
God's
now.
For God's sake. By the way, why haven't you asked my permission to do this? You asked Holly from a wife jealousy perspective. What about from your female radio co-host perspective? Gosh. You're about to mentor this new little upstart.
No, I hadn't thought of that, Erin.
Yeah,
absolutely
thank you.
Right.
Where's my permission seeking?
Yeah, right. So,
the answer's no.
I can't.
Sorry, no.
I'm going to a Mexican restaurant with a neighbor's actor who wants to get into radio. I think she possibly has what it takes.
Oh, but
with the right direction that we can get her there.
So, the right what?
Direction.
Hand, right, now, right hand guiding her.
Now,
or the left hand helps.
I've heard a whisper that Ed Cavalli may turn up.
Oh, for
is
God's
that true?
Sake, you are such you pathetic beings.
Up.
The two of you are so pathetic.
Are you
going to
turn up?
Aaron Molan, don't drag
you
me into this.
You are pathetic. If you show up, Ed, I will put you in the same bucket as him. You filthy animals.
Men's Health magazine under your arm when you turn
hot?
Up.
Is it hot? Gee, I might have to not wear this jacket.
Now, so.
What about what Nick told you? What about Nick, our friend? You've got to remember with Nick, he's from the Gold Coast. So moral standards, Aaron Molan, don't apply to him.
Yeah,
and he has
completely.
No moral compass.
You've got to remember that Charlotte is Nick's friend first.
Yeah.
And that's what started this.
Nick, what was your observation about Charlotte?
Purely an observation from knowing this woman for 10 years. I have just never seen Charlotte wearing a bra.
Oh, that'll do me. Oh, my God.
There's no applause, mate, but it's her decision.
Is Charlotte aware that this conversation is occurring?
Wants to get into radio.
I told her that it would occur, and I said that we might get her on tomorrow, all right? So, but Ed, I don't know if you should turn up. I know that Charlotte's been sliding into Aaron's DMs as well.
Oh, here we go.
She sent me
a
fair few fire emojis at certain pictures. So maybe she's looking, barking up the wrong tree for mentorship. I'll mentor her. Leave her to me.
Why don't you both turn up? I'll just see myself out, will I? Get my taco takeaway.
I'll just turn up and tell her that the position has been filled. Thank you so much.
Wow. Well, the position's been filled.
But my wife did not appear to be jealous at all, nor
weird.
Should she be. And I appreciate that. I appreciate her perspective on life.
Let's go to the calls. A lot of people calling. Rita from Roselands, how long have you been with your partner?
I've been with my partner for 20 years nearly. And, sorry?
Are you jealous?
Would you allow your partner to have lunch with a neighbour's actor?
No one younger, prettier, or firmer than me is allowed near him.
Well, I can tell you right now. I can tell you right now that Charlotte is not prettier or firmer than my wife.
You don't know how firm she is. Are you going to test?
I only assume she's not. Well, I don't care about her firmness. I'm not a firmness guy.
Can I explore a little bit further, Rita? Have you got a history of what's your deal? Like you just like to be the only one that he sees, or have you had a bad experience in the past?
Not with him. In the past, with another partner. So I'm just really on alert. And
you sound like a real relaxing.
I used to have a girlfriend who made me feel jealous all the time.
Is that right?
Other blokes would come around and fix things around the house. So what's this guy doing? He's fixing something.
He's a mechanic or a carpenter, and you're an electrician.
Just stop breaking things around the house so your male friends can come around and fix them. It's not right.
Desperately odd story. Rebecca from Petersham. Married you are. Hello there. Jealousy. Do you try and make your man jealous?
I try to make him jealous, but he does not flinch. Ever. I tell him how hot my trainer is at the gym. Yep.
Good.
He doesn't ask me where I'm going out with the girls, who I'm going with. He just doesn't flinch, ever.
He's a man. You need to. He needs to learn a lesson. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's too secure. Clearly, Rebecca, you need to do something that shows him that you are desired elsewhere to keep him on his toes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I must remember that.
Well, we can send you some messages if you like. Yeah. You
know, just change your mum's number in your phone, the thing to Pete or something, and could be a bit sick.
I don't want to break up the marriage. I'm quite happy. So
yeah, you don't want to shake it up. You can shake without breaking. Just need to, Anyway, what are we doing here?
Well, you're going on a date and you're trying to cover for it.
Are you going to turn up?
Listen, man, I got a few hours to kill. Aaron?
Not the day after Men's Health comes out.
You coming, Aaron?
No, look, I'm going to go hang out with your heavily pregnant wife.
God, boo.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.
No, it's Hughesy, Abs and Aaron. Ed Cavalier has his shirt off. If you've got if you're anywhere near a newsagent or a service station today, you'll see the cover of Men's Health magazine. Ed Cavalier. Aaron, how would you describe how Ed looks in this photo, which is on the cover?
Oh, incredible. Like just manly still, but hot and pretty. I know it's a weird mix.
Oh, yeah. Your smile is beautiful too.
I know what you're trying to do here. I know what you're trying to do. So I'm riding high. Yep, worked hard, Aaron. This is what he does. I've known him a long time. Trust me on this one, right? I'm riding high. I've had a great day. You know, my wife and I, we're both on the cover. She's the first pregnant woman ever. We've had a great
amazing.
Time. And what he's done now today and what he's about to do, Aaron Mullen, is find a way to smack me back. Yeah, smack me back down and put me back in my box. That's what this is about.
I get it. Yeah, absolutely.
I have connections to Hollywood and I want you to be as big as you can be. That's why we are now speaking to Patrick Hughes, Australian director who is an international superstar. He has directed some of the biggest films in the last decade. What about The Hitman's Bodyguard, Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard? There's just two.
What about the new one, The Man from Toronto, which is coming to Netflix soon? Ooh. Just a touch of the Woody Harrelson's in that.
Kevin Hart.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, God.
I believe, Patrick, you are writing another film as we speak, but you're going to take in time out of your busy schedule. Thanks for joining us this morning.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, you have dealt with and continue to deal with the biggest male stars and female stars. We're going to focus on the males here. The biggest male stars in the world. How important it is for these guys to have a good-looking rig if they're going to get their shirt off in some of these huge blockbusters?
I mean, it's absolutely crucial. I remember when I was working on Expendables, there was a lot of dumbbells on set.
Oh, Sylvester
so I think
Stallone.
That
Schwarzenegger?
Everybody.
Yeah, Schwarzenegger was the prime. I was running to set and I tripped over and went to six and smashed my head on the floor. And it was because I tripped over someone's dumbbell and I was screamed out. I was like, who the hell is that? And Schwarzenegger turned around and said, it's mine. So I just continued on. I was like, okay, that's okay. Thank you, Arnold. Bye.
Now, you've seen Ed Cavalier's rig on the front of Men's Health. Is that a Hollywood star ready rig?
Mate, that guy is looking shredded. He got an axe of a body there, buddy. I think if there was a reboot of Zoolander in the works, you could play a model, male model in that for sure.
Yes. Oh.
I think that's a compliment.
I don't know if it is though. I really don't know if it is.
Those guys are pretty dumb. And
Patrick, can I ask in Hollywood, is it similar to TV? Because an old boss of mine once kind of rated me.
Here we go.
And I'm not trying to make this up myself, but he rated me an 8 out of 10 because he said like they want hot so that men want to watch, but not too hot, so that women don't feel threatened. Like, you don't want too hot, do you, in Hollywood? Like, do you need still an element of relatability and normality?
Yeah, look, I think sometimes I've worked with, I mean, I certainly with Ryan Reynolds, because I find him, he's too handsome, so yes. I like messing his face up. So often yeah. I'll specifically design a stunt where his face will take a full impact, so he has to walk around for the next 6 months with blood on. No, because if they look too pretty, it's the same with men and women here. Yes. If they're too pretty, then it sort of removes you from the story. You want an element of realism there. Otherwise,
okay. Yeah, but I think a hot body
that
and
leads
not too
to
pretty.
Yeah.
Well,
now what? Now that he's done really well there, because Patrick, this is what this is really about. The last time you were on the show, you're coming off the giant hits, The Hitman's Bodyguard, The Hitman's Wife's Bodyguard, now The Man from Toronto, coming to Netflix this year. We know that's going to be another monster hit. Last time you were on, it had been announced that you're bringing The Raid, which is an all-time action film, and I pressed you, and you said this.
Now, you did say that last time we spoke, you would think you were trying to bring a big-name movie to Australia. Can you squeeze in a little bloke from the Commission Flats who's made good, who's got a rough head? Can you squeeze him up the back somewhere in the picture, Mr. Hughes?
110%. I'm going to put him in.
You're in.
Okay.
You're in.
So, am I still in this film? I know you're writing at the moment. Am I in or?
Dave, look, we've got a relationship, mate, and I trust you. So the job I'm giving you is my coffee boy on set.
Could you just give him a role of like a victim that dies early, Patrick? Just something.
Can I be a homeless man on the street or something? Can I be...
Maybe some collateral damage in an opening action sequence.
Like a brick or something.
Is there anyone who's like missing a lot of teeth? I'm missing 10 teeth, mate. You don't have to CGI them out. They're already gone. Come on, Patrick.
Well, that's good. I'm all about saving money. So I think something. Let's just say, like with Ed's body, I would put him foreground action. Dave, I might push you deep background, buddy.
There you go. He's in the deep background. Patrick Hughes, The Man from Toronto, is coming soon to Netflix. Thank you for your time.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.
Hughesy loses it.
But every now and again, Ed Cavalier decides to become an expert in boxing and alert me to a story. And this one's involving Canelo Alvarez, who some people have said is the best boxer in the world.
Pound for pound, Canelo Alvarez is the undisputed best boxer in the world, Aaron Mullen.
Well, you know what?
Oh, he was.
Well, he might have
lost. Well, he was.
He lost one bout. One bout.
To a complete unknown, Aaron Mullen. To a complete unknown, a man that was
so
a hundred to one outsider chance.
Everyone has a bad day. Well, even Aaron Mullen's had some bad days.
No, I haven't.
We don't blame her diet.
What do you mean, like professionally?
You've had some bad days. I've had a bad year.
we don't blame her meat eating diet,
What do you want to say about Canelo?
Hey, Aaron Mullen, would you like to know what Joe Rogan fight expert and ESPN boxing and everyone in the whole world has discovered?
Oh, absolutely. He's done something incredible, I bet.
He's changed something that he always does and he's never lost. For this fight, he became a vegan.
Oh, sweet.
He became a vegan.
Moo.
And he got punched out. He became a vegan and he lost his power. He lost his power.
Look, maybe he got beaten up and maybe the fact that he's on the tofu didn't help him win. He didn't win the fight, but he's saved the planet, hasn't he?
Yeah, by eating. Now all he eats is canvas. Is canvas vegan? Aaron Mullen,
well,
yes, please.
I think it's because didn't he test positive for a drug that he said was in tainted beef?
Oh, don't bring tainted beef into
well,
this.
That's what he tried to use as an excuse for when
excuse.
He went drug positive.
Yes.
He said, oh, it must have been the cow that took these performance-enhancing drugs and I ate the cow.
Yes,
so this was his attempt.
So he's come clean and you know what? He might have been humbled in the ring, but you know what? He'll be bloody, I love him. I love this guy.
No, finish that sentence. Come on, you lost your way. Come on, try it again. He might be humbled in the ring, but he'll be a hero
in heaven?
This is what veganism does. First it attacks the body, then it attacks the mind.
Hughesy, Ed and Aaron.